I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. Last year, we heard the story of Timothy Cole. He was a Texas man who was convicted of a rape he didn't commit. Cole died behind bars in 1999, and this month, after 10 years of fighting by the family, a Texas judge reversed the ruling and made Cole the first person in the state to be exonerated posthumously. For more, we spoke to Cole's brother, Corey Session, and Jeff Blackburn, a trial lawyer and the chief counsel for the Innocence Project of Texas. I started by asking Jeff what held this case up for so long.
Well, it's Texas, and that necessarily means that you're going to have a lot of institutional resistance to the idea of doing the right thing and to seeing justice happen in the criminal justice system, and this case wasn't any different. We went to the authorities in Lubbock, who are the ones responsible, who are the ones that caused this miscarriage of justice and ultimately Tim's death, and got nowhere. We beat our heads up against a wall. We had to get very creative. We found a way to get this case to Austin. We found a way to find a really good judge. And it takes time. We persevered. The family stayed very strong throughout all of it. And we had the definite will, and we eventually found a way.
Corey, I would imagine that this is a bittersweet victory for you and your family. It has been 10 years since your brother died in prison. What does this exoneration mean to you and to your family?
Well, it restores his name, and it restores it back to what it was. This is just one part of an ongoing saga that we're going to do, that we're striving toward, because for Tim to have gone to prison the way he did, it was meant to happen, and now it's meant to change the way Texas does business insofar as in our justice system.
And until the final decision was made, did you reach a point that you didn't believe it was ever going to happen?
We believed that it would happen. We just didn't know how it would happen. Even when he died, we didn't know. Some people gave up. Some people said, well, that's it. But my mother and I and a couple of my other brothers, we just knew one day it would happen.
Jeff, this is the first time that a deceased person has been exonerated. What will this exoneration mean for other cases?
Well, a couple of things, really. First of all, it's, I think, going to open up a way to exonerate somebody posthumously in Texas that's never been opened before. You've got to know, it took us to get from A to B, we kind of had to invent another alphabet by using a procedure that that a lot of legal scholars have said you couldn't be used and couldn't apply, but in fact we found out that it did and we made it apply. So in that narrow group of cases, it's going to create a new precedent. On a broader scale, something bigger has happened here still. Namely, this is the very first time, even though Texas has had a lot of people exonerated, this is really the first time that a good, hard, strong look has ever been taken at a case like this, and questions like why really asked of cases like this. And because of what we've gotten done in that respect, I think that we're paving the way towards examining real truths in these real cases in the future.
I want to ask you specifically about Lubbock because of the resistance that you received there from the criminal justice system and those people who were in charge. Now that the exoneration is official and it has taken place, have you found that any of those people who were obstacles to this before have come around, or are they still holding on to the positions that they originally held?
I think there's some softening amongst some of them. Judge Darnell, who at the time was Prosecutor Darnell and prosecuted Mr. Cole, I think has begun to come around. Corey would be a better judge of that because he met with him just last week. And I think he feels some genuine remorse over what happened. It's too bad that he declined our invitation to come to the hearing and explain his side of the story fully. I hope that he will do that at some point and be a little more forthcoming. But at the same time, I think he's shown some emotion. On the other hand, the current district attorney in Lubbock, who I think embodies everything that's wrong with the criminal justice system in this state, took the position publicly that What he actually said was, we haven't reviewed the case and we don't intend to. All I can tell you is that the prosecutors and police did nothing wrong, and then he proceeded to blame the rape victim for the miscarriage of justice that occurred here.
Corey, what about
that's
that?
That's evil.
Corey, what about that meeting you had with the judge, the former prosecutor, now judge? What did he say about how this has ended?
Well, it was actually, it was an unrehearsed, unscheduled meeting. My mother simply went there to try and gain some closure. She just wanted to see the old courtroom where he was convicted. And just by happenstance, the courtroom directly behind it, Judge Darnell was trying an aggravated rape case in his courtroom, and he saw us looking at him, and he left the bench, put his court in recess. He came into the jury room where the bailiffs have asked us to go, and he came in there, and he was visibly shaken. He was trembling. His eyes were watery at times, and he said that he had told D.A. Matt Powell that he wanted to know what went wrong in this case, because that was the last case he had ever prosecuted, and it has haunted him ever since he got the news about the DNA test results.
Let me end the conversation with this, and I thank you both for coming on and updating the story for our listeners. Corey, what will your family do now that this long saga is over?
Now, whatever legal ramifications that we can pursue, we're going to pursue them. Because of Tim's case, a lot more light has been shined on Texas and how the majority of these exonerees who have gotten out of prison were simply sent there on one thing, one person's eyewitness identification. And we're going to delve as far as we can to hold those people accountable.
Jeff and Corey, thank you both for coming on.
You're very welcome. Thanks a lot.
Corey Session is Timothy Cole's brother, and Jeff Blackburn is a trial lawyer and the chief counsel for the Innocence Project of Texas. He spoke to us from the studios of KOHM in Lubbock, Texas.